What do you call it, minnows?
Minnows, yeah, the minnows, a small piece of minnows.
Okay, and what do you find stretched across the corner of a room that hasn't been cleaned? Up in the corner you might have a...
Spiderweb.
Mm-hmm. And is there any other name?
Cobweb.
What's the difference to you between a spiderweb and a cobweb?
Cobweb, that comes from an accumulation of I don't know, something, dust and whatnot, and moist, and a spiderweb is woven by a spider.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cobweb is dirt, but you nasty dirt.
Okay, now the part of the tree underneath the ground is called a...
Roots.
Okay. And this is a kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
You tap for syrup. I don't know what it's called, a tree. Tap for syrup. Rosin trees.
You heard of sugar maple or maple?
Yeah, maple trees for sugar or something like that.
Okay. Now this is a kind of tree with very broad leaves which are shed all at one time.
Magnolia.
The bark peels off. It's a very tall shade tree.
No, it's not a pine tree.
Just think of some trees around here and name some that you have in this area.
Oak, hickory nut. Walnut, pear trees, peach trees, apple trees, persimmon, pecan. Wait, now they peel off.
Yeah, it's got white bark, white scaly bark.
I don't know, some kind of sap. I don't know.
Sycamore,
I've heard of that, but I haven't had enough contact with it to pay any attention.
Well, what kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
Mm-hmm. And this is a bush that grows along the road or by fences, and the leaves turn bright red fairly early in the spring. They have small clusters of berries.
The huckleberry.
Or,
red berries.
People used to use this for tanning leather.
Blueberries for tanning leather.
Yeah, the plant would be used for tanning leather.
Rubber plants.
Sumac.
What?
Sumac.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay. Now, what kind of bushes will make your skin break out if you brush against it?
Poison ivy and poison oak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do they grow differently?
Evidently, they do, because one has a beak that's larger than the other. Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. That lady across the street over there got... Ooh, she was terrible here about 2-3 weeks ago. She got in cutting those old arrows, running up the tree, you know, and put her hands on them, and she broke out like everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And can you tell me some names for berries?
Berries?
Yeah, just in general.
Blackberries, blueberries, huckleberries, and blackberries, blueberries, huckleberries, and china berries. And blueberries.
What are china berries?
They grow on china tree. I don't know if anybody eat them or not, but I know I've seen a lot of them growing in berries. They big old green things that fall on the ground.
What about the kind that you eat with sugar and cream?
A strawberry.
Mm-hmm. And these are...
Blackberry.
And there's another...
Raspberry.
Yeah. Okay. Now some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat. If they're not good to eat, you would say they are...
Poison.
Mm-hmm. This is a tall bush that has clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers.
A tall bush that has pink and white flowers. Bush. I don't know. Is it the magnolia?
Can you describe the magnolia to me?
The magnolia is more of a tree. It has broad leaves and white flowers, and flowers are kind of velvet, like salt. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of...
Do you have mountain laurel?
I don't know about that.
Or laurel or spoonwood?
I don't know what's
that. How about rhododendron?
Evidently, it may be out there, but I just haven't been able to identify it.
Okay.